Appearing on The Exchange, Representative Custer says she's been told during briefings that the U.S. military has neither the ability nor the intention of eliminating the Syrian government's chemical weapons.
Because of the risk of a cloud that would develop that would be harmful to not only the Syrian people, but the 2 million refugees that have fled Syria and the neighboring countries.
That's why she says she remains unconvinced a limited strike is in the best interest of national security.
If we cannot eliminate these weapons, then by creating a more chaotic situation in a war-torn nation, we risk that we cannot contain these weapons.
She says she is heading back to Washington today as congressional votes loom on the resolution authorizing a strike. Meanwhile, 1st District Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter says she is, quote, firmly against any air attack and plans to vote no on the resolution. President Obama continues to make the case for intervention. He is scheduled to address the nation tomorrow night. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brinley.